This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
These are hobgoblins.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yep.
Boy, oh boy, more demi-humans. But these ones have their shit together.
Yeah. Yeah, they're lawful evil.
They take care of their stuff. Like, they're not like a regular goblin where they leave everything in disrepair. No, they're organized. They're getting things done. They bought plenty of Rubbermaid containers to organize their Christmas ornaments in. They don't just leave them piled up in the corner.
I mean, you say that, Cole, but look at this guy's mismatched shin guards.
I mean, he's making do with what he can. They're both in very good condition. I look at that. I see frugality.
Yeah, he's very asymmetrical in general in his outfit, but I can dig it. This is one of my favorite illustrations in this book, actually. Yeah. I think this makes these guys look cool. they're military goblins.
Yeah.
Like, goblins are kind of idiots, but if they're a little bit smarter and a little bit more military, and if they could talk to apes, they'd be hobgoblins.
I don't understand that at all.
I don't get it either.
Like, but it's added with no pomp, no circumstance, can often speak with orcs, goblins, and carnivorous apes.
It's like a rogue Wikipedia edit that didn't get caught.
Yep. Like, so they're if you roll up on a group of them, there might be 1d4 shaman in there, 2d8 just soldiers, and then flip a coin. If it's a heads, then yeah, there's a merkinsmith, by which I mean somebody who makes merkins.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
I don't know who merkinsmith is. Or just like their monkey mascot. You know, their carnivorous ape friend. Yeah,
yeah, like the Gripply. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Gripply comes along. Gripply comes a courtin'. What is the alternate universe campaign this book is based on where adventurers are going underwater this often? That you need an underwater analog for literally like 1/4 of the book.
I don't know. Like, I think that there has to be. So we've established Caveman Brian, I think is the name of the guy.
Yeah.
Caveman Kevin. We've established Caveman Kevin. There has to be Aquatic Alan. Is just adding these in, as opposed to are there stat? There are no stats for these, so they're just saying, what if a hobgoblin could swim?
Somebody is looking at these entries, like they're doing their board meeting and stuff,
right?
And then some guy in the corner is just like, "What if the adventures go underwater?" Like, it's just like his specific thing, because I have played a lot of D&D, and we went underwater 0 times.
Yeah, that's
inconvenient. I played a lot of D&D video games, and you go underwater once. You know, like the idea that like fully a third of, it's like Pokemon, like how so many Pokemon from our generation is like a fish Pokemon. You're just never gonna give a shit about.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it belies a certain lack of trust in the DMs to have an imagination, because if I was somebody who wanted to run an underwater campaign and I needed to do anything with like a humanoid, I would just make this up and then use a hobgoblin stat.
Yeah. Like, yeah, make up my own water thing, or just use a specific water thing. Like, we've got, whatever those things are called, Sagwins.
Yeah.
They exist. Like, there are underwater demi-humans,
yeah,
without just making water orcs and water hobgoblins.
But Gary, I never would have thought to call them coalinths, in a thousand lifetimes I would never think that an underwater hobgoblin would detest an underwater elf.
Yep, but he's fine with surface elves. is the underwater coal the coalinth?
What?
There's like coal, there's coal you,
okay, yeah,
and there's the coalinth, which is the underwater you that like podcasts underwater into a seashell and like sings little songs about it and has shells over your boobs.
I think that the seashell bikini is due for a comeback. I think the casual Hawaiian shirt, it's poised to make a return. We're about 20 years out from that. And I think that agender seashell bikini top is going to come back in full swing. And my underwater brother is going to bring it back.
Cole 2020.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.